a memoir of hard life and hope. That's all coming up right after Air Cascadia, which is up next. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Join us. Become a member of KBOO with your generous support for community radio. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
Where is your radio dial on Thursday afternoons from noon until 2? 90.7 FM is the place to be. Twice a month, DJ Charlie presents the World Beat Connection with the hottest Afro-Caribbean sounds in Portland radio land. Reggae, salsa, soca, New Orleans Afro-funk, Haitian compa and rara, and Antillean zouk share the airwaves with African highlife, Afrobeat, Congolese soukous, Malian blues, juju, and South African kwaito, among the other great styles. Traditional and modern expressions are all included. On alternate weeks, check out Top Rankin Reggae and Dancehall with Shocks of Sheba show, hosted by Teresa and Michelle. Any week, Thursdays at noon is sure to move ya.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 7th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We're going to be trying to speak today with Francis Boyle. Boyle is a professor at the University of Illinois College of Law, and he is also the author of Palestine, Palestinians, and International Law. Is also, he's written a fascinating book on the Tamil genocide. The Tamil people in Sri Lanka have a long and gory history, and that's a fascinating book too. But that said, returning to the subject of a gory history, Francis Boyle is perhaps, certainly one of the preeminent authorities on international law, and particularly in the case of genocide, crimes against humanity, and the apartheid situation that has been burgeoning in the occupied territories. People is never mentioned on mainstream media, which, of course, we know because it's talked about constantly on your community radio, KBOO. Well, we all know that the people who live in Gaza are imprisoned in Gaza. You don't get out of Gaza. The crossing at Rafah is open momentarily and very infrequently. Many people who live in Gaza haven't seen friends, family relations, and so forth for years, literally years. Furthermore, no building supplies are permitted in and out of Gaza. And this, of course, is a vicious, vicious situation in and of itself. But the further ramifications are that Gazans are, of course, prevented from engaging in any kind of trade or enterprise that might better their situation. They cannot buy and sell goods, services, and so forth with the outside world. It's simply not permitted. How that can be, how Israel can implement these conditions is illegal in the first place. One state is not allowed to imprison another population, another people. It's simply in the course of human history not conceivable. So we will want to talk to Dr. Boyle about some of these issues. When this first started, he spoke a bit about this, and of course, as the situation has worsened to the point that it is at now, and the fact that there is a ceasefire in place and that talks are going on in Egypt means absolutely nothing, because neither side, of course, Hamas is not going to back down. Of course, the Palestinians are not going to back down. And let's stop saying Hamas. Let's say Palestinians. This is a situation which affects all the Palestinian people. The increasing fragmentation of the tiny bit of territory left to Palestinian people is yet another means that Israel has of dividing and conquering. Many people don't realize that there are separate roads, streets for Palestinians and for Israelis. That's something, a page right out of our own dismal handbook during the slave days, isn't it? Separate but equal, eh? That's exactly what Israel wants. In the short term, long term, it appears that they would like to exterminate and entirely extinguish the Palestinian people from the face of the earth. As Ben-Gurion said, the old will die and the young will forget. And as it happens, the young are definitely not forgetting. Well, we're going to continue. Our estimable engineer is going to continue to try to reach Dr. Boyle. Meanwhile, we have news headlines to attend to right here in Cascadia. Walmart, which already is profiting mightily from federal taxpayer-paid corporate welfare in the form of food stamps, subsidizing its workers' low wages, and let's not forget the billions in direct profits from buyers shopping with food stamps. Well, it turns out that Walmart also takes advantage of tax laws that help it avoid paying federal taxes. American taxpayers subsidize much of the cost of Walmart's executive pay. Walmart and other, and this is not exclusively the domain of Walmart, other these mega corporations also are included here. They use a loophole in a tax law created by Congress in 1993 that allows it to deduct unlimited amounts from corporate income taxes. All Walmart has to do is deduct the cost of executive compensation if it is paid in the form of stock options, another so-called performance pay, instead of straight salaries. Congress wrote the law originally to apply only to actual salaries, but there's no, the sky's the limit in it, right, when it comes to what the mega corporations are willing to do. All the time waving the American flag, and of course these are people who are rah, rah, USA, USA, right? Sadly enough, so are their workers, which is more than, that is passing strange. And moving right along, many listeners perhaps are familiar with some of the writing and work of Dr. Stephen Bella. he has written a lot about Jewish-Israeli-Christian relations with one another. And the term anti-Semitism, of course, is in the crosshairs right now. Many people are being, if anyone dares speak out on behalf of Palestine, then the Palestinian people, particularly those in Gaza, if anyone dares say a word on their behalf, or questions what Israel is doing, they're almost certainly going to be accused of anti-Semitism. Dr. Beller is not sure if that's the right term anymore for the hostility in Europe to Israel and the Jewish communities in Europe, which on the evidence of a recent article he wrote appears now to be mainly coming from young Muslim immigrants in Europe. If the leadership of Jewish communities adopt an approach of complete solidarity with the aggressive foreign policy of Israel as a sovereign state separate from the countries in which those Jewish communities live, then this is an externalized relationship of conflict, unlike the historically internalized relationship of conflict. When political anti-Semitism was at its height, there was no sovereign Jewish state to hate. All hostility to Jews was internal or against a special Jewish, so-called Jewish conspiracy. All of this is where Protocols of Zion and that sort of thing originated. So it is worthwhile taking a look. The name is Dr. Stephen Beller. It's worthwhile taking a look at some of his work. We have to be very careful how we speak these days because we have the likes of Frank Luntz out there pumping out the propaganda on behalf of Israel, making it perfectly okay to say things like, any time anyone loses a child, it's a tragedy, right? Just after they wiped out a whole classroom of children in a school or hospital. In any case, the U.S. government believes that a new Edward Snowden-style leaker is giving national security documents to journalists affiliated with Glenn Greenwald. Is this a conspiracy theory? We don't know. We should take a look, though. We're still trying to reach, by the way, Dr. Boyle. And there is a suspicion that Greenwald has hinted at confirming. Proof of the newest leak comes from national security documents that formed the basis of a news story that came out on Tuesday on Intercept, which is indeed, in fact, Greenwald's website. The news site we launched recently also publishes the Snowden leaks. The Intercept article, however, focuses on the growth the U.S. government databases of known or suspected terrorist names during the Obama administration. This is a vast, vast list of people who may have absolutely nothing to do with it. There's confusions of names. Your name very likely is on it. You don't know. We can't know. We can't ask. And the very size of these lists of names makes it almost impossible to monitor or confirm any of the identities. And in fact, it should be illegal to do so. The article, however, cites documents prepared by the National Counterterrorism Center dated August 2013. That was after Snowden flew to Russia, to avoid the what would no doubt have been extraordinarily punitive and absurd legal actions against him. So we've got to watch. Taking a look at Intercept, it's interesting to wonder whether or not this is a conspiracy theory launched by the U.S. government itself, not known for being a fan of conspiracy theories, or perhaps they are. That's another question, too. Yesterday, President Barack Obama said that the U.S. sanctions levied against Russia, this is the day before yesterday, I beg your pardon, over its actions in Ukraine are working, but that Washington would face a much different set of questions about how to respond if Moscow invaded eastern Ukraine. We're heading up, I think we were pretty much midway through the Cold War part of this and heading smack into a hot war. Western officials are warning that a Russian military buildup on the Ukrainian border could be the beginning of a major incursion to protect and pro-Moscow separatists fighting Ukrainian forces. So, despite bipartisan pressure from lawmakers to send U.S. military aid to Ukraine, the Obama administration thus far is doing what it does best, waffling. It said it doesn't believe that U.S. military assistance is needed. Good. The U.S. and the European Union, though of course it's nice to have those energy markets opened up, isn't it? The U.S. and the European Union have accused Russia of fomenting tensions in eastern Ukraine. Come on, it's the Balkans. You don't need to foment tensions. They've been fomenting for hundreds of years. And now, of course, the U.S. is a little bit late off the blocks, but nonetheless doing its best to manage a foothold in Africa, not so much on behalf of the African people, but certainly indeed to exploit Africa's amazing natural resources, which the Chinese, by the way, pretty much already have swept up. And that's it for Air Cascadia for Thursday, August 7th, 2014. Rock Bergeron engineered the show today. Thanks for that, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, remembering the bombing at Hiroshima and an update on the situation in Fukushima with Harvey Wasserman in the studio. Do you know that he coined the phrase, no nukes? Incredible. Also, we will have a visit from the legendary criminal defense attorney, Tony Serra. He talks about the federal prosecution of Shrimp Boy. He's in the middle of that one. He's got a new autobiography about his defense of the Panthers, the Native American movement, Earth First, and Hell's Angels, all written while he was in jail resisting tax. He's a tax war resistor. Wrote the book Inside the Cell. All this coming up straight ahead on Flash.